this moment in the life of Mary is certainly worth meditating, taking many long walks to ponder what this would have been like for her. This moment when, just as a young girl, we don't know exactly how old she was. We know it was certainly the custom that as soon as a woman came of age, that it was the usual custom to be married. And so being betrothed is an indication that she's just come of age. And so she's there in all her youthful vulnerability, not really sure of what life is about. She's dedicated herself to God. She's praying. She's opening herself. She knows the scriptures. She's been studying, no doubt, under the tutelage of particularly Anna and Joachim, that she would have received the instructions about the stories of God's people. She would have been familiar with the scriptures. She would have heard them. She would have pondered them. She would have taken many of the passages and committed them to memory, like was the custom in most Jewish lives at that time. And yet, to then be in this moment, to have this angel who's there, and to be greeted in this incredible way, rejoice, so highly favored. You know, that sense of the Lord himself through his angel addressing her. And she wouldn't know what to kind of make of all of that. She wouldn't be thinking, yes, of course, this is most appropriate, because yes, I am the most amazing creature in all of history. She's there in her humility, just trying, grappling to make sense of this. I mean, this story is crafted after many years of pondering upon it. It's only in the light of the ministry of Jesus, only in the light of his death and resurrection, only after she's received with the disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit and pondered upon this and pondered again the scriptures and pondered again the work of God in her life, pondered again the way that God is able to be present in the lives of other people in the community, that she's able to make sense of this, to reconstruct this encounter with Gabriel, to be able to put it into words in order to offer to us some insight into how we can be changed and transformed by God's word, how we can open ourselves to all that God has prepared for us. And it's that invitation, I suspect, that is there for us. And just as the great and mighty King Ahaz so completely failed to grasp the invitation that was being placed before him. You know, ask the Lord for a sign, either from the heights above or the depths below. You know, put him to the test. He wants to give you this gift, this sign. And Ahaz, in his feigned piety, goes, oh no, I couldn't possibly, I'm not worthy enough, which is, you know, also true that he's not worthy. And yet God is offering him this gift, but he says no. And it's the contrast that we also see with Zechariah. You know, the questions that both Mary and Zechariah ask when they're visited by these divine revelations, both are appropriate. And they're both are so close together. Mary is asking this question, how can this come about? How can I possibly conceive a child? I've only just come of age. I haven't yet known a man. How does this possibly happen? How can this come about? She knows the biology. She knows the way that it is necessary for these things to happen. And what answer she's given? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And we're like, okay, I guess that kind of clears it all up. The Holy Spirit will overshadow me. Come on, I want a better answer than that. What is going on here in this power of the Lord to address her? And even though after many years of pondering, this is the best that she can remember of what happened, we still get her absolute acceptance. And that's where Zechariah is different. Zechariah wasn't able to make that complete surrender. Later, he did. But somehow, Mary, because she's opened herself to God, because she's surrendered to God, she's able to say that complete and utter yes. I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure how this will all unfold, but I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Just let it be done according to your word. And that's the invitation for us. So often we don't know what's going on. So often it's just beyond us, and we're overwhelmed by the opportunities that are presented. And in that moment, we can make that choice. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused. I'm hurt. Whatever is happening. But in this moment, Lord, I accept. In this moment, I embrace all that you have done. Let it be done according to your word. Let it be done for me. And so today, let's really ask Mary to continue to inspire us, to continue to call us and invite us more deeply into this encounter, and allow the Lord to be surrendered within our hearts, that we might receive him, that we might rejoice in him, that we might say our own yes to God, to his will, to his purpose and plan for our lives.